Sports Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Welcome to the show, everyone. Broadcasting live, it is Scrambler's Friday Road Show. Sponsored by Affordable Towing, the American Transmissions Talk and Text Line 447-KSGF. If you want to text in, ask any questions, thoughts, whatever, just hilarious comments. We really do have some of you guys are the funniest. Some of the comments you make, you can get sometimes dark humor, sometimes dry humor. It's always good. We like it. We laugh. We do. Sarah and I, some of the text messages you guys send in and some of the things that you post on the Facebook live feed, we do. We laugh out loud during the break. So we do enjoy it, if you wonder. And then, of course, a lot of you have just really great thoughts. I'm not saying that it's all humor, and it doesn't have to be all humor, but nonetheless, just thought I would share that with you so you know that we do see those text messages. If it's throughout the day, we don't see them until the morning during the show again, or right before the show. So if you do have a thought or a question, you text it in the afternoon, you won't hear back from us in the afternoon because we won't see it until the morning. Just a mention for you on that. Keep hearing, if you've been listening to the show, you keep hearing applause. And Eric Burleson just walked in. Mike Moon is here. Angela Romine. Noah Snelson is here. All individuals that, of course, ran. And a great number of victories there. And even though Angela Romine did not get quite enough to take out the establishment incumbent Lincoln Huff, the fact that Lincoln Huff, with the full establishment behind him and the hundreds of thousands of dollars they dropped in the last days of the election, one, shows that they recognize that there was a threat, that the voters are tired of what it is that they've been getting, and so they had to do a full-out blitz. And Angela Romine, just a citizen, doesn't have the money, the massive amounts of deep pocket swamp money, and that she was able to get 46% or 44% of the vote to Huff's 54. I mean, that is a huge victory in terms of movement for people. In a conventional world of career politicians and corruptness and the swamp, it should have not been, she should have gotten 10-11% of the vote. So while it isn't a win, and while we are presumably stuck with him for a while, is also, just side note here, the word has been that that Parson plans on pulling him out of the seat and making an appointment for him in another position, and that he was just running so that he could, you know, prevent Angela Romine from getting that seat. Is something we'll have to wait to see if that actually happens. So we may not have to deal with him as an elected official for long. But at the same time, there are leadership positions that he does have that are coveted. So either which way, it is a win for the establishment. But you can't win them all. You just keep trucking along, and we think goodness for citizens like Angela Romine that are willing to be the front of that fight with all of the citizens behind her. Jason Rima, he's got the latest news update.
Silver Dollar City's Thunderation roller coaster ride has reopened 2 weeks after a maintenance worker died. A fire marshal's report gave the okay to resume operations. OSHA says the worker died after he was hit in the head during maintenance and testing. Springfield police have arrested a convicted felon on gun charges after last weekend's deadly shooting on South Scenic. 19-year-old Jaden Falls died. Another man was shot. 40-year-old D'Angelo Hurd is charged with unlawful possession of a firearm. Surveillance video shows him pointing his gun, although police say they believe it did not go off because his gun jammed. Missouri's back-to-school sales tax holiday starts today and runs through Sunday. You can save money on most things like clothing, school supplies, and computers. And an actor from Springfield is getting attention in the new movie Where the Crawdads Sing. Sterling Mason Jr. plays the role of Jumpin'. Mason graduated from Kickapoo High School in 1982 in the same class as Brad Pitt. I'm Jason Rima, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. We got heat. That's right. Of course, that heat advisory for counties west of Springfield. Advisory tomorrow for most of the Ozarks. Sunny, 94 for a high today. Heat index of 101, 74 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and storms. High of 96. Heat index of 103. And Sunday, sunny, hot with a high of 95. And returning guest, though it's been a while, Jim Webb with us this morning, who has been, in terms of a listener and participant in so many of our different events with KSGF, longer than I have, and sadly is leaving us. We've been saying, you're not going. He's had his house up. He's forever. He's like, well, I'm going to sell it first. Well, I'm going to have St. Clair of the Ozarks come over and do this. Now we're going to have these folks come. We're like, yeah, right. And he's fixed his house up so much, you're never going to leave. And, of course, Emily Johnson, with the help of her, he sells his home. He's got one in Texas. And so you're leaving us, Jim.
That's
Webb.
Right. I'm escaping to the free state of Texas.
Well, I part of all of us here giving you a hard time and saying you're never going to leave, I think it was denial on our part, because it's just not going to be the same without you.
Well, I'll have to come back and visit. Our daughter is going to still be here, so we'll be coming back, I'd say, at least four times a year.
Well, that is actually, I forgot about your daughter being here, and you kept saying, well, we'll be back. And I thought, people always say that. Yeah. They always say, I'll come visit. I know I said when I moved back here from Wisconsin, I told my friends, I'll come back, visit, never have once. That was 12 and a half years ago I left. And some people do, but I just figured, you're not going to. But your daughter's here, so I can see that.
And besides, I may have to come back and be on one of your Thursday morning author of the week shows.
Oh.
Because I'm writing another book.
Okay.
It's The Power of Reverse Thinking.
Okay.
Please don't buy it.
So for those that don't know, this is what people at breakfast every Friday is treated to from Jim Webb, is that sort of humor. And it will be absent. We will miss it. There's going to be a vacuum.
On a serious note, yes. I am writing a book. I've got it finished except for two chapters. It's about the crazy things that we did in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, What Are They Going to Do, Send Me to Vietnam? And I have the book finished, and I'm in the process of writing a chapter on going back for 2 weeks.
All right.
It was 2 weeks that we went back in August of 2018.
I remember you doing that.
I'm just about through with that, and I want to add one more chapter about all the different countries that sent troops there. A lot of people think it was just the U.S., but there was a bunch of countries that sent troops there, including Korea. And Korea was happy to send troops there for what the U.S. had done for them fighting the North Koreans.
Well, you've been a tremendous friend. We're going to miss you as much as we give you a hard time. And
we're still going to be friends.
And Chris, I know, but we don't get to see every Friday. Chris Stark is shaking his head. No, not true. So I don't know who he's going to sit and chat with now. I'm sure he'll find someone. But, no, we love you, man, and we hope the best for you. And Texas will be better with Jim Webb as one of its citizens.
Yes.
All right.
I hope I am a good addition to him.
I think that you will be. Yeah. I think you will be. And, please, you have to come back and visit us when you do come back.
Tom March has taught me one thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start reading the Texas Constitution now.
There you have it. There you have it. Maybe you can be the Tom March of Texas.
I might be.
You can absolutely do that. All right. Well, give Valerie our love, and we look forward to your return visit.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
Of course, Jim Webb. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty, she is on a very much deserved vacation, which her family is spending time together. It's such an important thing, and that is something, of course, that I happen to believe is part of the problem we have in our culture today, is the lack of recognition of that. And so that's what that she's doing. I believe she's on a beach somewhere with her husband and two kids. Of course, when she's here, I mean, most of you know, those of you who know her know how incredible she is and passionate and dedicated she is. And if you don't know her, she's a realtor. She's the best in the area. People recommend her left and right. I mean, given that she hasn't been here for decades, she is one day going to be synonymous with the absolute top gun. Not in, necessarily gauged by transactions or, she's got this massive team and she clears all these, she brings in more revenue and more home sales than anyone else ever has. That's not what it's about for her. It's not quantity, it's quality. She's not somebody that has this team so that she can get mass quantities of sales through. It's all about quality, one-on-one. When you make a call, it is to her cell phone. You talk with her. You deal with her. That's what you get with Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. Contacting her is easy. You can get all of that info under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. Let's see, I've got three stories here that I wanted to share regarding this obsession that some adults on the left have with sexualizing children. And I'll admit, it was years ago I began to hear some people warning that the left was going to try and normalize the sexualization of children. It was something that, frankly, pedophiles had for a very long time been hoping for and attempting to do, but very quietly, because they understood what an uphill battle they had, convincing people that having sex with a child, as long as the child consented, was perfectly natural and normal. And there was a recognition that you have to baby step these things. Instead of, making that argument, that having sex with an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, as long as that child consents, then it's perfectly normal, it's perfectly okay, that wasn't going to work. And so there was recognition you have to baby step it. You have to first make adults feel comfortable talking to kids about such things. Then you make parents, or adults rather, feel comfortable with seeing children behave in a sexualized manner, and seeing children in observing adults behaving in a sexualized manner, and that you baby step, so that there's no longer this huge gap between an adult and a child having sex with one another. You close that gap slowly and slowly to where it's just a tiny leap. It's not even a leap. It's just one more step forward. And that is what has been occurring. Here are a couple of stories that illustrate that. Pennsylvania Gay Pride event features shirtless instructor teaching children to pole dance. Now, I don't think anyone would argue that pole dancing is not a sexual nature. Of course, the context is strippers. And while many women, there is a physical exercise component that has come out of that, the fact of the matter is, it is without question sexual in nature. And what you have now are some of these individuals that are teaching young people how to sexually, explicitly pole dance. Twitter users reacting to the viral social media post that shows a young boy pole dancing at a Pennsylvania gay pride event while bystanders cheered him on. Twitter account Libs of TikTok posted it yesterday. It read, a pride event in PA featuring a stripper pole where they taught kids how to pole dance. That, along with the video showing a young boy with a rainbow shirt or rainbow skirt pole dancing after a man with no shirt gave him instructions on how to do so. The caption of the original post read, quote, Central PA Pride at a pole setup with an amazing instructor to assist. My kiddo is a natural. The video was deleted shortly after being shared by Libs of TikTok. Libs of TikTok is a page that, of course, had been set up or was set up by a woman who simply was, you know, when she would come across postings on TikTok that liberals would post, then she would repost them to show people this is what's going on. Now, another story, and it is, once again, courtesy of Libs of TikTok, revealed that kids were performing at a California drag show. The video, originally posted on TikTok by a user by the name of Sabrina Williams, featured a young girl dancing and gyrating to the Donna Summer song Last Dance while being encouraged by a dance queen. Throughout the video, adults toss dollar bills towards the little girl, cheering once the performance ended. One drag queen exclaimed in the video, look at all that money you just made. Look at that, my goodness, you just made yourself money. Williams posted the original TikTok on July 7th and included the caption, "This little diva attended her first drag show. I couldn't help but notice her dancing in her seat, so I gave her a chance to show off for everyone, and she stole the show." What? This is the sort, 10 years ago. And this is what's sad. When this should not be political. 10 years ago, political affiliation would have been irrelevant in the discussion as to whether or not it is appropriate to take young children, to have them dance in a sexual way and have money thrown at them by adults in a strip joint. It would not have been controversial to recognize that at a gay pride parade, having a guy in very short shorts, no shirt, teaching a boy in a skirt how to pole dance while being cheered on by adults, that would not be a Democrat-Republican thing. Universally, as human beings, it would be recognized that is wrong. That is another step closer. That is the sexualization of children, which, again, years ago, some began to warn. And, you know, I think a lot of people, and I happen to be one of them, thinking, well, it's not going to get that extreme. That no one will allow it to get that extreme. The problem is we have an entire political party, and that's the Democrat Party, that not only is supportive of this, but if you are against it, they call you the extremist. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. This is being presented as something that is unquestionably supported and promoted and embraced by the gay community. Having numerous friends who are gay, though we've never sat around and talked about whether or not it's appropriate to put children in these positions and to cheer them on, I suspect that they don't support this sort of thing because they're reasonable people. And the gay community had better start standing up and defending itself from this characterization by activists within that community. And whenever you feel as if it is wrong and you're stereotyped by homophobic people as being child molesters, this is, listen, what do you want people to believe? When you have LGBT events, when you have all of these events and constantly putting children in a sexual manner, having them dance sexually for adults, having them have money thrown at them by adults while dancing sexually, and it's presented in the context of an LGBTQ celebration, and nobody from the LGBT community stands up and says, no, this isn't right, what do you think people are going to believe? The LGBT community is at a real crossroads here, and they are allowing extreme individuals who want to sexualize children define erroneously the LGBT community because no one within that community is standing up and saying this is not us. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.
Your voice is needed.
The American people have to pull their heads out of their keisters.
Now more than ever.
And start thinking like responsible Americans.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert Forecast sponsored by Navant. Employee benefits that work. Heat advisory today, counties west of Springfield, and a heat advisory tomorrow for most of the listening area, actually pretty much all the listening area. Well, it is the listening area. How about that? It is going to be sunny today, high of 94, heat index of 101. There is a slight chance might see a shower or thunderstorm pop up. Tonight, clear, 74. Sunny tomorrow, 96. Chance of showers and storms again, slight. And a high of 96 with that heat index of 103. Sunday, sunny, hot, high of 95. Sarah Myers.
Thank you, thank you. Guess who's here? It's Josh with Pyramid Roofing. How are you?
I didn't guess because I already knew.
I know.
That wasn't a surprise to Nick.
I knew already. So
well, I was
like.
Pretty excited. What's been up?
Oh, man. There's this new meteorological phenomenon. I had to look it up. It's called rain.
Right.
Apparently, it's something that does happen occasionally. And it used to happen regularly, but not this summer, until recently. So obviously the rain, we've been getting a lot of calls for leaks and inspections and things. But some interesting things have popped up in the last couple of days it'd be interesting to talk about. So most people think, oh, I've got a relatively new roof. I probably don't need to have it inspected. Well, we had a leak call yesterday, and I got up on the roof checking it out, and there was a manufacturer's defect on the roof. So the roof was installed in 2017 and had some issues going on with it. So I don't think most people are going to get up there and look at whether or not they have a manufacturer's defect. They're not going to get up and inspect it on a regular basis. So luckily we got ahead of this one. You know, we've had a few that we've gotten up on, and it's way past time. It's way past the time in which the manufacturer's defect would take into account. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So tough situation for one, and a good situation. We caught one a little early for another one. So.
Well, that's good. So how often should people have their roof inspected?
I think the minimum would probably be once a year. There's some maintenance items that need to happen up on a roof. You want to make sure that obviously that the shingles are still performing, but you know, there's some nails on the roof that need to be sealed up, and silicone is on the nail heads is something that needs to be done every year, maybe at the very least every 2 years, and just checking things to make sure it's going well.
How often do you guys see those manufacturing defects? Does that happen pretty often?
It's not a common thing. We've only seen three or four this whole year and with all the inspections that we've done. Just happened to be a couple in the last few days. But it is something that comes up. It is rare. But when it does happen, it's really difficult. And a roof warranty is very, very critical to understand how that works. And working with a company that's certified with their manufacturers to provide extended warranties is really, really important so that you're not stuck holding the bag when there is a manufacturer's defect, which do happen.
Very good. Well, anything else you want to share with everybody?
You are due for a roof inspection.
I am.
You
know,
you done.
I don't know if you heard the other day, but Nick was making fun of me because I say that I am a new homeowner.
And, I did hear that.
And I still technically am. It hasn't even been a year yet. So.
Well, the statute of limitations is about to run out on that.
I know. So now I'll just have to say first-time homeowner. But I said that in reference to doing my Pyramid Roofing Company endorsement. So, yes, we will schedule it. Maybe we'll schedule it on my official 1 year of being a new homeowner. Maybe we'll do that. I'll make sure to give you a call. Now, if anybody out there, they've noticed some leaks with all of the rain that we had recently, or maybe they want to schedule a roof inspection because you have been thinking about it, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is to call the office. Our number is 417-943-4011. Or obviously they can go to your website. I know that's where you tell them to go. But
yes.
Or they can reach out to us at our website, which is pyramidroofingmo.com.
Right. And I do have all of that information, by the way, up at ksgf.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab. Josh, it's good to see you. I hope you have
Likewise.
A good rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks,
all
Sarah.
All right. This is Sarah Myers, KSGF 104.1.
And, of course, any of the show that you do miss, we've got the podcast section up, ksgf.com, the KSGF app, Spotify, iTunes, and more. There's a very, very important event coming up in just a few weeks. In order to demonstrate how important it is, I am going to be emceeing the event. I mean, that tells you all you need to know, right? So I want to share with you that information because it is really, truly important, and it's something that I'm grateful to have involvement in for, gosh, going on 5 years maybe now. I know at least four. I think five. Maybe my fifth year. So that next as we continue our Friday Road Show here at Scramblers, sponsored by Affordable Towing. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
I want to remind you as we continue on in this uncharted territory with the economy, and we hear about home purchases, they've really slowed down, and much of this, people are worried interest rates are going up. But, you know, one of the things that Don has talked about in the past is that, you know, your interest rate, they may continue to go up, but just because it's higher now than it was a year ago, if you lock in whatever rate is here now, when the interest rates go back down, you can, you know, redo that. So you don't have to look at, oh, no, this interest, I need to wait for it to go down. I need to wait for it to go down because home prices continue to rise. You wait for that interest rate to go down when you don't have to because, like I said, lock it in now. And then if it lowers, then Don Carriker can take care of that later. Now, of course, I've just given you a very broad brush over of what it is that he has talked about. He is definitely whom it is that you want to talk to or somebody from his team. Either Alex or Anthony Carriker, regarding these particular issues, because everybody's different. Everyone's situation is different. A lot of it depends on your lifestyle. Is it your forever home? Do you plan on moving anytime soon? They'll answer all those questions and give you the information you need to make that decision, whether or not it's the right time, and, of course, when it is. They are the ones who will do the best taking care of you for your home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Vitae Foundation is one of my very favorite organizations, one because of the cause, but two because they really monitor meaningful results. There's so many organizations out there that raise money, and they're like, because we want to do this. And then you're like, oh, cool. And they may tell you, oh, these are the dollars that we actually spend on the effort. But if you say, okay, well, how successful have you been at doing this? Like, what are the actual results? And generally, there is not any concrete answer. Sometimes it's, well, we've touched this many people, but did you do what you wanted to do? But Vitae Foundation is one that, for me, satisfies that desire for knowledge and make sure that meaningful results are taking place. And I'm so lucky every year to be able to MC the event and share. I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before. Weidelman or Weidelman?
Weidelman.
Okay, I think I thought it was Weidelman forever until the last Vitae event, and then I heard it. But then I think I heard it Weidelman again recently, and I was like, I think it's Weidelman. So I'm glad that I was correct in that. I mean, I've only known you for a decade. You think I would know that
and
for sure?
And if we were in Germany, they would pronounce it Weidelman.
Weidelman, yeah.
Weidelman.
There we go. Well, should we ever be in Germany together, I will do that just that.
Very good.
We got this event coming up, the Vitae Foundation. There's always an incredible speaker. But tell us about the Vitae Foundation itself first, and then we'll talk a bit about the event.
The Vitae Foundation is a right brain research organization. And what we do is we find out why a woman would feel like she's in total darkness when she finds out she's pregnant and has nowhere to turn. And we then have the ability to guide her to a pregnancy resource center or a pregnancy care center, whichever it might be. Like here in Springfield, we have a pregnancy care center. In Republic, we have a pregnancy resource center. So the pregnancy care center is going to be a much larger facility and able to do many more things. Both of them, of course, can perform ultrasounds, which thankfully in Missouri we have an organization called the Knights of Columbus who raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to enable pregnancy care and pregnancy resource centers to have ultrasounds throughout the United States.
I'm pretty good at predicting how people are going to behave, and one of my thoughts when it came to the Vitae Foundation and what I imagined would be perhaps a new challenge is after the Dobbs decision and Roe v. Wade that people might think, oh, well, we don't need to donate as much money now because of it. But what I think is potentially a new challenge is something that I honestly never thought would happen. And that is, as you mentioned, the support that is given medically for expectant mothers. And, of course, for the longest time, I've been frustrated, and maybe you have as well, when we would hear pro-abortion people saying, well, pro-life people, I mean, if they really cared, then, you know, they don't really care about the baby because once the mother has the baby, they don't care about her. And I'm like, do you have any idea the amount of money all across this country that pro-life people raise just for that reason?
Exactly.
I mean, it's everywhere. Amazingly, they seem to be able to find them to attack them. But here's what's frightening. These facilities, like you mentioned, that offer these health services for young expectant mothers, now they're trying to shut them down.
Exactly.
You have Elizabeth Warren trying to shut them down. You have some Democrats that are writing letters to search engines telling them to block expectant mothers' access to information about these free health services. I never thought that they would go that far. And so now there's that challenge.
the challenge is urgent to identify. The challenge is something so unbelievable that has been waged and so hurtful and humiliating for a woman who's in need. Because now they've totally confused women in need.
Yeah.
And it's just very, very hard for women. I mean, they've done such a disservice to them, making them think that if they walk through the doors of a pregnancy care center, a pregnancy resource center, that somebody is going to church bash them. Yeah. And ridicule them and mock them and shame them. And that's so contrary to what these good organizations do. You know, here in Springfield, again, the Pregnancy Care Center will help with mom's medical care during and after. They help with getting diapers. They help with getting food. There's a food pantry at our pregnancy care center here in Springfield.
It's a nice one.
Is there one in Republic. There's education for the dads.
Yes, that's so important.
You know, I mean, it's just, I would love people to get tours of these facilities. And then after the baby's born, for like up to 5 years later, there are help agencies out there through the pregnancy care center for mom, for baby, for dad. And there are so many wonderful things. And some little known asset we have here in Springfield is a place called Lifehouse, which helps homeless women. And they are taken care of at the facility for up to a year after. They're helped with education. They're helped with job training. And then for the next 5 years after they're out on their own, they have services provided for them. So you know, it's a win-win for life. I mean, if someone is right, open to having and giving birth to their baby and raising their child, or wanting to give the absolute gift of love for someone to adopt a child, it's all here. It's right here in the community.
It frustrates me. It angers me. And it's heartbreaking when I think about the expectant mothers, which many of them were unexpected expectant mothers. And that I understand there are people who are pro-abortion, pro-choice, and to have that discussion about that. But to falsely try and convince people that there aren't resources out there, you know, that pro-life people don't care. And then when it's revealed that they try to shut that down. They try to deny access to health care simply because a mother decided that she wanted to have her baby. As if they're not going through enough already.
Yep.
As if they're not already worried and concerned and scared. You know, am I going to be a good mom? I don't know how to do this. And then to actively try and prevent them from receiving the help that they so did. It's cruel to me, and it's heartbreaking.
So true. It makes me so sad.
It makes me sad, too.
You know, and you mentioned Senator Warren a little bit ago. She broke my heart when she turned around and was having mistruths about what we do.
I know.
In
and
pregnancy
why?
Care centers. And
I mean, that's the thing.
Just to push her narrative.
It's awful.
You know, instead of us being a pro-life society, they're looking to make it a throwaway society.
Well, and the thing is, you don't even have to. You don't have to be pro. You can still be pro-abortion and have compassion for a woman who decides to have her baby instead of trying to punish her.
Exactly.
By taking away her access to education and resources. It's just meanness. It's horrible. It's just such an awful thing. Now, Abby Johnson, and we had her on the program a couple of weeks ago. She is the incredible keynote speaker. A lot of folks may not recognize her name, but her background, her involvement is fascinating. She grew up wanting to, at least part of her life, and successfully fulfill that by becoming part of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
This is what she was pro-abortion, she pro-choice, she all about it so much. So that was her goal, is to be part of Planned Parenthood, and then she did.
And you know, the reason why she left was because she had originally believed that a child did not feel any pain in the womb. And when she saw an ultrasound as a woman was about to have an abortion, she saw the child in utero going away from the doctor's instruments.
Trying to run away.
Yeah, and the child was feeling fear and pain.
Oh, it's awful.
And so now, and then there'll be none, was her whole goal, is to get in there and speak to the directors of abortion clinics and explain to them to watch the ultrasound and your life will be forever changed. And that's one of the prizes that we have with all of our pregnancy care and pregnancy resource centers, if the goal of having ultrasound there so mama can see that baby, you know, and realize she really is a mama and that is a child.
And how can anyone, I don't care what your position is, be in opposition to a woman having as much information about the decision she's about to make? Even if you tell yourself, oh, it is a medical procedure, in what world do we believe in, let's say, any other medical procedure, not providing the patient with all of the information available to make that decision? We don't, you know, they always, well, here, you're going to go in for this surgery. Well, here are the chances. This is what we're going to do. Here are your odds of survival. But when it comes to abortion, we want to hide that information. That runs counter to everything. Now, the upcoming, it's Friday, August 26th, the event that is a fundraiser at the White River Conference Center, and we're going to have Sharon here give some information on it. But I encourage you so greatly to attend this because, to me, I've been to a lot of these things. I MC a lot of events. This is not boring. A lot of times they're boring. Events are boring. They go because they believe in the cause, and they sit through a speech that, you know, okay, I know what's going to come and everything. This is informative stuff. It's not a speech to convince you to be pro-life. It is giving unique perspectives and stories, like you'll hear from Abby Johnson. But also, this is what Vitae Foundation does. And you're going to find yourself very, very interested in this. So I encourage people to come tell people what they need to know.
Okay. You can go to vitaefoundation.org and register for the event, find out more about the event. You can call 573-634-4316, which would be the telephone number to register. And if you want to get a table, there aren't a whole lot left.
Good.
But you know, there's still room. And something that you will hear about that night is about the new Vitae Vault. And the Vitae Vault, Nick, is just what you're talking about. You now, as a pregnancy resource center, pregnancy care center, get state-of-the-art, up-to-the-minute scientific reports and videos for academic discernment with the moms and the dads. And that is all access for free because of our special donors that donate to the Right Brain Research, and it's a marvelous invention.
Well, I encourage people to register today. It goes for a great cause. You will see exactly where that goes to. They do a great job of explaining that. And I'll continue. Let me know when you sell out because I'm going to continue to promote this then. And of course, I'm emceeing the event. So again, thank you so much for allowing me to be part of such a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for everything you do.
All right. Thank you, my friend, Sharon.
God bless you.
As always, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Any of it that you missed, you can catch in the podcast section at KSGF.com and also the KSGF app. Download it for free, and then if you get mad at us, you can download it. Or delete it, just to really stick it to us. We will get this Vitae Foundation info up. There are different angles of this I want to relay to you, so to convince you to go if you have not been part of this. But like you, you may say, well, I'm pro-life. I know what these things are. I'm going to go, and they're just going to tell me why you should be pro-life, and they're going to read some Bible verses and things. And while that is not unimportant, this is different. This is so different. One, hearing Abby Johnson, who aspired to and would work at Planned Parenthood, only to realize, you know, the reality of what's going on, and instead trying to, you know, get out there as a cultural whistleblower, if you will, to let the people know what's going on. But again, to learn what it is, the such good work. It's not just about saving lives, but helping the families, helping the mothers, helping guide them through and being there for support, and the tremendous benefit and, you know, that you get from that, that they get from that. It's such a great thing, and I can't encourage you enough to buy a seat at it. Plus, it's a great venue. I mean, the White River Conference Center. We'll have the details up on social media and KSGF.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Nick Reed.